parrot. Parrot is a bird. If you want to have a very rare chance to unknowingly, by accident, giving me the right answer, there is a way. Because the answer you will give me is always wrong. Because that laughing laugh is intentionally. I know I bring it in a way that you don't think that way. Because somehow I know how you are thinking. It's simple, logical. You think all alike in a logical way, right? So I put my questions in the simplest logical way. And you are far from that simplicity of the logic. You are so far from it that you don't even recognize it. And that was the first thing we heard from Rumi. First story, finished. What was the essence of the story? Rumi said, look into you. You love your brain and you obey your brain. And the brain is master of you and your brain doesn't give a damn about you. How do you live with that? Wasn't it? You had a handmaiden to serve you. You fell in love with it. It gives you the rule, you're the happiest guy. But you are not included in that logic. Because in that logic, you are one number. You are one of some things. You are, for your brain, you are a human being. Do you understand what it means? I know that, therefore I put my questions and you are far from this simple one. What is the simplest answer to this?
The ego.
For your brain, you are one human being. Means your being matters. Human being, you see? Like the being of this box. Existence. That's how your brain describes you. And how do I describe you? What do I see when I look at you? That magic, exceptional expression of the breath of God, which is not your being. Because I'm conscious that when I'm looking at you, I don't really see you. I'm receiving the photons of light. I'm connecting with light, therefore you look like this. If I could see infrared, you would look different. So your look is not you. For your brain, your look is you. You are one of something, right? And you're convinced of that. And it is true, in a way. But there is another way to look at it. The second way, we look at you as what? As something exceptional, unique. You are not one of anything. You are that one, the unique one. It doesn't matter how you look, but nobody looks like you. That's something that the logic doesn't understand. First story was about this. He said, this function or personality, or as we put it, this lady, upstairs. She is in love with the goldsmith. And the goldsmith You remember, he was an awful man, right? For a little bit of money and pride, he left. His country came in. First of all, he had bought this handmade and sold it, because he buys and sells. He's buying and selling. Second, another 6 months, he passed all the limits and he died because he's mortal. We come to that later, because the subject of love could not be mortal. Impossible. We'll come to that. Beloved cannot be mortal, cannot be dead. That was the first story. Now we are second one, the parrot. What is the parrot? You answer me.
A green bird.
The bird. What kind of a bird is that? Or before that, let's say, what it means, a bird. A bird in a story plays the role of what? A flying stuff, right? So when we are looking at you, we should look for a flying stuff in you. What will fly in you?
Thought.
Your thought will fly. Do you want your thought to fly to moon? Do you remember the landing on the moon? Your thought out there. You see how it's flying? The birds are thoughts, because they act like thoughts. First of all, they are not heavy. They cannot afford. They fly. They pair-bond. A lot of stuff. The birds are good to represent thought, and it's universal, believe me. Go and dig in Aztec mythology. We will find the same. The bird is something which is coming from the sky, like the thought that suddenly will appear in you. So, this is the parrot. What kind of bird is that? Because we know, we choose it according to the story, right? We want to talk about something which is that one. Up to here, do you know any bird? You must never know. But you know one bird, a very bizarre one.
Hoopoe.
And I talked about it. I said that bird is a very good one, because it will give us a chance, an easier chance to walk the path, because it combs the hair. Just because of that little stuff there. There is another one that we'll talk about, and it's the most important one for us. Which one could be the most important one? You guess. To have a correct guess, you have to leave your intelligence, please, because your intelligence is the problem here, remember. You should be able to think like a child. Go back to the innocence of the mind, the simplest one, because that's what we are digging. Because we are trying to build up a fantastic visual story to transmit the unspeakable stuff. So we hire good actors according to the role they have to play. What is the role of the parrot? What does the parrot?
Imitate
the human talking. So this is the thought of talking. And you know what's talking? Anyone? What is talking?
Your thoughts.
Thinking. When you are thinking, you are talking inside, right? That's the parrot. So the first position of your mind is to do what the parrot does in this story. What does the pattern of this story do, maybe?